At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Okay, so have you ever, like, just stopped to think about all the weird stuff some people actually believe? I mean, you scroll through the internet and you're like, huh, what is going on?
Yeah, I mean, the internet is a strange and wonderful place full of, well, all sorts of stuff.
Exactly. And that's kind of what we do here on The Deep Dive. We take a look at the stuff you find, and then we try to figure out what's going on.
We try to make sense of it all.
Exactly.
Yeah, and today we're going down a rabbit hole that one of our listeners sent us. And I got to say, this one is particularly intriguing. It all starts with this Instagram account called Inspector Story.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Now, have you ever heard of this account?
Yeah, I've seen it floating around.
It's not exactly like breaking news or anything. Mm. It's more like playful, you know, just like a little bit of fun.
Yeah, kind of like online folklore with a wink and a nod.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Exactly. And the story that's, that our listener sent us is called Egyptian Reincarnation. The Alexandria Boy.
Sounds promising.
Now, Inspector Story did put a little note that says, fictional narrative analysis. You know, kind of like a spoiler alert.
Right, like, hey, this isn't real.
Yeah, exactly. But that's not going to stop us.
No way.
We're going to dive deep into this narrative.
Let's do it.
So think of us as, like, the Mulder and Scully of the internet.
Right, but maybe with a little bit more of a sense of humor.
Yeah, maybe a higher tolerance for the absurd.
Okay, so set the scene for me.
Okay, so picture this. Alexandria, Egypt, back in 1924.
Okay.
We've got a six-year-old boy, just a regular kid, and he starts speaking fluent ancient Egyptian.
Hold on. Stop right there.
Yeah.
Fluent. Like ancient Egyptian, not just like, you know, a couple of phrases he picked up somewhere.
No. Like grammatically correct, full-blown ancient Egyptian.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. His parents obviously have no idea what's going on.
That's not like your kid suddenly, you know, wanting to only eat peanut butter for a week.
No.
That's like your toaster suddenly reciting Shakespeare.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that the doctors would think it was just a phase.
Yeah. Right. Some weird thing that kids do.
Yeah, exactly. But that's not what happened.
Oh, this is where it gets good.
Yeah, they actually ran DNA tests on this kid.
Okay.
And so all of his regular cells were totally normal. But his blood cells showed signs of aging dating back millennia.
Millennia? Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
That's older than like Tut's socks.
That's ancient.
Wait a minute. So his regular cells are fine, but his blood cells are ancient. What is going on?
Yeah, it's a very strange detail.
Even for a fictional story, that's a big swing.
It is. It makes you think, though, right? I mean, if you think about it, even in just a fictional sense, it really makes you think about our connection to the past and whether it can actually, like, manifest physically.
Okay, so back to the language thing.
Yeah.
How does someone just know ancient Egyptians? I mean, even if we're just playing pretend here, the logistics are just blowing my mind. Is there anything in the real world that's even remotely similar to this? Like, any documented cases of this?
Well, you do hear about people, you know, with these savant abilities where people suddenly have these skills that appear out of nowhere. But usually it's linked to some kind of exposure or a neurological difference. This kid's speaking ancient Egyptian in 1924. That's a huge leap.
Unless, and hear me out on this, unless there's something we don't know about knowledge, right?
Yes.
Like maybe it's not literally genetic. But what if it's some kind of echo or like a resonance from the past and somehow it like imprinted on this kid? I know it's crazy, but
no, it's a fascinating thought.
It's fun to think about.
It is. And I think that's what's really compelling about these kinds of stories.
Right.
They let us explore these what ifs and possibilities, even if they're not rooted in reality.
So like even if it's not real, it still makes us think about how memory works or even how we're connected across time.
Exactly.
And it's just a good story.
Right.
Okay. So now the blood cells. What's the point of that in the story? Why not just the language? What does it add?
Well, the blood cell thing, it acts as like the evidence in the story. You know, like it anchors this idea of reincarnation to something physical. It's not just about the knowledge. It's about suggesting that this kid is ancient.
Right. It's like proof.
Yeah. Zach.
Maybe it's a metaphor.
Could be.
You know, like this millennial aging. Maybe it's not literally happening. Maybe it's just the storyteller's way of saying that this kid is carrying something ancient within him.
Right, and it works on a symbolic level.
Yeah, and it just adds to the mystery because science in 1924 couldn't explain that. I
Exactly.
mean, it's a great way to think about it. Like, instead of it being some biological anomaly, it's really a symbol of a past life or even just being connected to something ancient. But what if we did take it literally, though? How
Yeah.
could we possibly explain that?
With the science.
Yeah, with science or even with like metaphysics or whatever, it's like you have to rethink everything you thought you knew about biology and time.
You really do.
Okay, but now let's get to the creepy stuff. The mom's hearing whispers at night. She can't even understand what language it is. And then there are shadows moving in a room that's fully lit.
Yeah.
That's classic ghost story stuff right there.
It's spooky.
It's so spooky. So what are these details doing for the story? Are they just there to freak us out?
Well, I mean, they're definitely there to build the atmosphere and create a sense of unease. They really reinforce this idea of the uncanny, you know, something familiar but strange, like shadows moving when the lights are on. That just messes with our understanding of how the world works.
Dude, shadows moving when the lights are on. That's like a hard no for me.
Yeah.
Even thinking about it as a story, it's creepy.
It's creepy.
Like, nope. Does that kind of stuff still work for you? You know, like the classic spooky images?
It does.
Really?
It does because I think it taps into this primal fear of the unknown,
Mm-hmm.
right? You don't know what's out there.
It's that fear of the dark.
Yeah, exactly. And you sent us this one. So what about you? What did you think when you read those details? Did it make you feel anything?
It definitely made the whole thing a lot weirder.
Okay, good.
But then it gets
Okay.
even crazier. So there's a blackout, and the kid says, "They're coming for me."
Yeah.
And then there's sand and footprints leading out of a
I
closet.
know, right?
What's even happening at this point?
I think at that point the story shifts.
How so?
Well, now there's a threat,
Oh, yeah.
right? Like there's an external force and it seems to be connected to the boy's condition.
Yeah.
So now instead of just weird stuff happening, it feels like it could be dangerous.
Right. It's escalating.
And the sand and the footprints, they're like the proof.
Okay, but what if, and I know this sounds crazy, but what if the kid wasn't reincarnated alone?
I'm listening.
What if it was like a group of ancient Egyptian souls and they all got crammed into this 1 6-year-old kid by mistake? You know, like they all got booked on the same spiritual flight. So when he says they're coming for me, maybe it's like rush hour in his soul.
It's crowded in there.
Right. And maybe the sand is just someone tracking it in from their past
Yeah,
lives.
ancient Egypt.
Right. It's
Well,
like a little souvenir.
I like that theory.
So what do you think?
I mean, it's out there.
But fun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's flip the script here and be skeptical. What could the story have done to make the sand and footprints even creepier?
That's a good question. Maybe if the sand wasn't even from Egypt, like it was from somewhere else entirely.
Ooh, that would be weird.
Right. Or what if the footprints were like not even human, just something a little off that hints at something more than reincarnation?
Yeah, just a little detail to make you question everything.
And I think that's exactly what happens in the final scene. So the nanny is recording the kid, and suddenly he says, "I just needed your body to return," in this super deep voice.
It's
And
creepy.
then there's a glitch, and you see these golden eyes behind him.
Yeah, that's the climax of the story.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
That line, "I just needed your body to return," that's going to keep me up at night. And those eyes, that's not a kid anymore.
So, what do you think was going on? Was this like a hostile takeover? Was this kid possessed?
What if it was a spiritual parasite? You know, it just latched on and took over.
That's a good one. So,
Oh.
you think that was the intention of the story? To freak people out?
Well, I definitely jumped when I read it. It's
Yep.
like this sudden shift into something scary. But okay, here's my take, and it's a little
Well,
twisted.
pretty.
What if the soul was just super impatient, you know, and it didn't want to wait to grow up, so it just took over this kid's body?
Like it skipped the line.
Exactly. And then afterward, the boy doesn't speak anymore. But the hieroglyphics are still on the walls. It's like a little reminder that something weird happened.
That's a little trace.
It's a mystery.
Okay, so I'm going full Mulder here. Forget all the rational explanations. This was some ancient Egyptian entity, like a priest or something, who just needed a new body.
Yeah.
And he found one available in Alexandria.
The ancient blood cells, that was just magic preserving them.
Yeah.
And the whispers and the shadows, that was just him settling in. And the sand, portal residue, solved. Well, kinda.
I like it.
But maybe there's another way to look at it.
Okay, what if we go full Scully?
All right, let's hear it.
What if this is a story about identity? You know, this past life is so strong that it completely takes over the kid's present. And the weird blood cells could just symbolize how strong that connection is.
But where's the fun in that? I mean, spirit possession is way more exciting.
It is.
But what about the golden eyes? Was that just symbolic?
It could be. Maybe it represents losing your original identity or something. You know, fiction is great because it can use these symbols to play with our fears.
That's true.
Yeah.
So let's recap. We've got a kid who speaks ancient Egyptian, blood cells that age in reverse, ghostly whispers, creepy shadows, sand that shouldn't be there, and a final recording that's basically nightmare fuel.
Yeah, and it all came from an Instagram account.
It's amazing what you can find on the internet.
Right.
Yeah.
It really makes you think about what people believe and how we make sense of all this stuff.
And that's what we do here. We dive deep into the weird and wonderful world of the internet. But what about you? What kind of stories really capture your imagination?
Yeah, what keeps you up at night?
Is it the mystery? Is it the possibility that there's more to the world than we know?
I think it's about pushing the boundaries and questioning what's real.
It's about that sense of wonder.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for coming along with us on this deep dive. It's been a wild ride.
Yeah.
Who knows what weird corner of the internet we'll explore next.
Until next time, keep sending us those intriguing finds. You never know what we might unpack.
And keep wondering. You never know what's out there.
See you next time.